Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, for a moment of clarity. The following is from MSNBC's The Weekend, which aired on March 9th.
I just want to take a moment to speak to the former chairwoman's thought about unity.
This is your camera.
Right there. The unity thing is a two-way street. And you don't have unity when you refer to Republicans like me as a rhino who's been in this party for over 50 years. You don't have unity when you disavow and break apart the very foundations of a once proud party based on the principles and ideas of Lincoln and Eisenhower and Reagan and Bush. You don't create, you know, this space for unity when you allow authoritarian white nationalism, illiberal behavior to overwhelm and consume the very foundations of your party. So y'all need to check the unity conversation amongst yourselves first before you bring it to others, because that's where the disunity is. It's not with me. I was doing just fine till your behind showed up with stupid.
Oh, see, it was elevated.
And then, so I was doing just fine. I was winning elections, right? What did you do? Well, I mean, you know, we made a public policy case on Obamacare, right? We made a public policy case on foreign policy. We haven't been making any public policy cases on anything. We've just been showboating. You allow Marjorie Taylor Greene to show up in the House and disrespect your own House and wear the Republican brand by wearing some dumb behind cap on her head? So come on, folks. Let's be real about what it is and what it isn't. And what it isn't is what the stuff that myself and a lot of others have been fighting for. Look, I'm at a table with people that I would love to engage on public policy about, but we're talking about your dumb, stupid stuff, right? So this is the reality that you put us in. So unity, it's a two-way street. Y'all need to work on your end of the block because it's messed up as hell.
Michael Steele, can I just say, you know what, when, you know, I have two older brothers and a younger sister, and when we used to get in trouble, my daddy would line us up and then give us a speech. You know, my mother will whoop us, and every now and then he would give us a physical whooping, but this the words. And sometimes when you just get that talking to, you just gave them that, you know, that verbal mollywop.
Right. But it's important to understand, folks. I mean, you know, a lot of, everybody's talking about the Nikki Haley voters. Well, those are Republicans who are mad at the situation we find ourselves in. I mean, it's not a faction of Republicans. It's like Republicans trying to, you know, go and engage against the Biden administration on big ideas and the direction of the country. But we can't because we got Marjorie Taylor Greene wearing a dumb hat and looking silly and everybody applauding that. And Donald Trump hanging out with an authoritarian acting like, you know, that's his new boo pile. And the rest of us sitting there going, can we do something other than this? And you've shown you can't. You can't do anything other than this because you don't know how. And you're what all everybody's doing now, right now, is just line up. When can I endorse Trump? When can I endorse Trump? Y'all do that.
Alicia,
the rest of us will just defeat them. That's all.
If I had edges, they would be snatched.
And we'll work on unity edges after we set Trump's behind down. We'll work on unity then because we can't get it done as long as he's in the room.
Ooh, Jesus,
can't get
hot.
It done. So.
Catch Michael Steele on The Weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on MSNBC.